There's 1 week left in Washington's special legislative session, and still no budget deal. Governor Jay Inslee and the Senate Majority Caucus held dueling news conferences Tuesday, complete with plenty of finger-pointing. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the latest from the Capitol.
The governor went first. Inslee, a Democrat, blasted the mostly Republican Senate majority for an estate tax measure that passed out of committee late last week. Inslee called it a new tax break for more than 200 wealthy Washingtonians at the expense of public schools.
That has been a shocking development in these discussions. I will have to say that.
Under the proposal, by 2017, only estates worth more than $5.6 million would be taxed. The Senate Majority Caucus says that threshold would align Washington law with federal law and is intended to help small family businesses. Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler blamed Democrats for the budget impasse. He says they insist on new revenues but won't embrace so-called reform measures dealing with the budget, education, and the state's injured workers program.
We want to do the things that don't put us back in this budget mess, moves education ahead, and puts more Washington residents to work.
Inslee says he's prepared to immediately call lawmakers back into a second special session if there's no budget deal by next Tuesday's deadline. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.